prayer. And then Pastor Giovanni is going to come and speak to us this morning. And I'm sure that you will enjoy his message today as he brings it to us. And so let's just hear these words from John's Gospel, chapter 15. It's in keeping with the theme of our service today, which is love, the love of God. As the Father has loved me, Jesus says, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. For no greater love has anyone than this, that one lays down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. For everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command. Love each other. Let's pray. Let's take a few moments just to let go of all those things that have hindered us from this past week, all the hustle and the bustle of getting ready for Christmas, getting ready for all the dinners and things that are going to be happening over these next few days. And let's just let go of all the things that hinder, the sins that have easily entangled us, and let us focus our hearts and minds on Jesus at this time. Take a few moments of just quiet prayer to focus your heart this morning. Our Father and our God, we thank you today that as we come together on this Sunday before Christmas, as we celebrate the love that has come into the world through your Son, Jesus Christ, we remember that first Christmas morning when Jesus was born. Lord, I'm sure that it was very quiet, silent, just very peaceful morning, and then, Jesus, you were born. And that was all the things that are involved in the birth of a child. The silence was broken, and a baby's cry was heard, that cry of love coming into the world. And so, Lord, today, as we focus our hearts and our minds on the birth of Christ, how love has come into the world through Jesus, Lord, I just pray that you would just open our hearts, open our minds, help us to be attentive to your word today as Pastor Giovanni speaks to us today. May the words that he speaks be the language that speaks to our hearts. And Lord, we just pray that in every way, your word would sink in to us today, and that we would be, our hearts would be prepared for this Christmas celebrations that we will experience with our families this week. Lord, we love you. We praise you. We thank you for this privilege, the opportunity to hear you speak to us now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Testing. Ah, there we go. Ahí estamos. Yeah, good. Okay. Good morning, everyone. So I have a treat for you, a special guest that's going to help me share the word of God. So I asked Pastor Ken about a month ago, if I could do this, and I have his permission. So if you don't like it, take it up with him. So so every other Sunday, we've been doing the Spanish-speaking church services. And there is a young lady that often translates from Spanish into English, because often we have you guys, English-speaking people coming to the service. And so a few times now, she has helped me translate it into English. And so she's here with us. Now, before you give us positive criticism, before you complain or argue, I couldn't understand anything, just remember, she's only 14 years old. I mean, some of you guys are 60s, 70s, 80s, and only speak one language. She's 14, and she speaks two languages. And she's helping the Spanishers translate it for those who come out and that does not speak Spanish, okay? So her name is Shaina. Shaina, correct? Shaina? Is Shaina. Shania. Come on over, Shaina. Let's put our hands together for Shaina. Okay, so if you want to, si te puedes parar aquí, este es tu micrófono. Entonces, and the count of three, I'm going to switch my brain into Spanish, okay? So, 3, 2, 1. Buenos días.
Buenos días.
Yeah, acérquese. ¿Cómo están?
How are you?
Okay, entonces hoy quiero compartir con ustedes algo que Dios ha puesto en mi corazón.
Today I'm going to share with you something that God has placed in my heart.
El tema significa la venida de Cristo.
The bringing of God.
El verdadero nacimiento de Cristo Jesús.
The true birth of Christ Jesus.
Lo voy a decir otra vez. El verdadero nacimiento de Cristo Jesús.
The true birth of Jesus Christ.
Se ha preguntado, I'm supposed to be turning this. Okay, y se encuentra en Lucas 2, del 1 al 7. If you can read it in English.
In Luke 2, 1 to 7, it says, in those days, August Caesar decreed that a census be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This first census was carried out when Quirinius ruled in Syria. So they all went up to register, each one to their own town. Joseph also, who was a descendant of King David, went up from Nazareth, a city in Galilee, to Judea. He went to Bethlehem, the city of David, to register with Mary, who was engaged to marry him. She was pregnant, and while they were there, her time was up. So she gave birth to her firstborn son. He wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Yo quiero que leamos otra vez esa oración que dice que lo puso en pañales. Lea esa, donde dice the underline.
I want us to read again the line that says, he wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Dice que no había lugar en ningún otro lugar.
It says that there was no other space for them to go.
Lo único que encontró fue un pesebre.
The only thing he could find was a manger.
Interesante, ¿no lo cree?
Interesting, don't you think so?
Yo lo encuentro interesante. Yo lo encuentro interesante.
I find that very interesting.
Que no había otro, no encontraron otro lugar.
That there was no other place for them to go.
Que un pesebre.
That a manger.
¿Se ha preguntado usted qué es la Navidad?
Have you ever asked yourself, what is Christmas?
¿Se ha preguntado eso usted?
Have you ever asked yourself,
¿por qué celebramos la Navidad?
Why do we celebrate Christmas?
¿Cuál es el punto de la Navidad?
What is the point of Christmas?
Yo me he hecho esas preguntas, hermanos.
I have asked myself those questions.
Porque ahora vivimos en una sociedad que la hemos puesto patas para arriba la Navidad.
Because now we live in a society that we've flipped Christmas upside down.
Por ejemplo, en algunos lugares ya es prohibido decir Feliz Navidad.
For example, in some places it is not, you're not supposed to say Merry Christmas.
Uy, uy, uy. Ay, no digas Feliz Navidad. Uy, uy, uy.
You can't say Merry Christmas.
Yo trabajaba en un banco antes.
I used to work in a bank before.
Y ahí nos decían, they used to tell us, highly advised, no digas Feliz Navidad.
They would tell us, don't say Merry Christmas.
Porque quizás los musulmanes o por quizás los hindúes o otros grupos culturales.
Or maybe because there may be other religions or cultures.
Se pueden ofender.
They could be offended.
Mejor di felices Pascuas.
Just say happy holidays.
La hemos puesto patas para arriba todo eso.
We have put everything upside down.
En algunos lugares hemos reemplazado el niño Jesús con un señor gordo barbudo.
In many places we have replaced baby Jesus with a fat bearded man.
Lo hemos reemplazado a Jesús con Santa Claus.
We have replaced Jesus with Santa Claus.
Usted va a cualquier vecindario, hay decoraciones de Santa Claus más que de Jesús.
If you go to any community, you'll realize that there's more decorations of Santa Claus than of Jesus.
¿Están de acuerdo o no?
Yes. Do you agree?
Yo lo he visto.
I have seen it.
En muchos hogares,
in many homes,
el árbol toma precedencia al pesebre.
In many homes, the Christmas tree takes priority over the manger.
Ahora, no estoy diciendo que el árbol es prohibido, es pecado, no.
I'm not saying that putting up a tree is a sin.
No, pero hemos puesto prioridad a un árbol con luces.
But we have prioritized the Christmas tree with lights.
Y hemos puesto la natividad allá, en la esquina, afuera.
And we have put the manger outside or in a little corner.
Hemos confundido todo, hermanos.
We have confused everything.
¿No lo cree?
Don't you think so?
Pero la historia que acabamos de leer es extremadamente diferente.
But the story that we have just read is extremely different.
No tiene nada que ver con un árbol, con Santa Claus.
It has nothing to do with a tree or Santa Claus.
No tiene nada que ver con luces.
It has nothing to do with lights.
Es una historia triste.
It's a sad story.
Para mí es triste.
For me, it's sad.
Nos dice algo muy diferente a lo que vivimos hoy.
It tells us something very different to what we live today.
Dice que una pobre mujer con un pobre hombre iban para una aldea.
It says that a poor woman with a poor man were going to a little village.
Ahora, pongámonos en los zapatos de María y en los zapatos de José.
Let's place ourselves in the shoes of Mary and Joseph.
Por favor.
Please. Okay?
Imagínese usted.
Imagine yourself.
Que usted va con su esposa.
That you're going along with your wife.
Que usted ama.
Who you love.
A una aldea.
To a little village.
Y de pronto a esa mujer. Oh,
and then.
A una mujer.
At a woman.
comienzan los dolores.
She starts having contractions.
Dios mío.
Oh,
my goodness. Mire, yo nunca he tenido hijos, nunca he dado luz a un hijo.
I have never given birth to a child.
Pero he visto a la madre de mis hijos dar a luz.
But I have seen the mother of my child give birth.
Y muchos de ustedes mujeres han dado a luz a hijos.
And many of you women probably have given birth to
y
kids.
Y eso es de urgencia. Eso es de urgencia.
That is urgent.
¿No lo cree?
Don't you think so?
Ahora, póngase en los zapatos de José.
Place yourself in the shoes of Joseph.
¿Qué hubiera hecho usted si su esposa comienza a dar la luz en un lugar desconocido?
What would you do if your wife started giving birth in a place?
In a unknown place.
Unknown place.
In the middle of nowhere. ¿Qué haría usted?
What would you do?
Los hombres, ¿qué haría usted como esposo?
Men, what would you do for your wife?
¿Qué haría usted? Ah, gritar, ¿eh?
Scream.
Help. You would
scream
ask for help. Si usted mira que su esposa está con los dolores de parto,
if you're seeing that your wife is having contractions,
¿qué haríamos?
What would you do?
Try to find a place. Ah, déjenos entrar, déjenos entrar, por favor.
Let us in, please.
I would do, yo hubiera hecho eso.
I would have done that.
Por favor, déjame entrar.
Please let me in.
Yo me imagino que José buscó por muchos lugares.
I imagine that Joseph looked for many
tocando
places.
Tocando puertas.
Knocking on doors.
Déjeme entrar, mi esposa está a punto de dar a luz.
Let me in, my wife's about to give birth.
Usted hubiera hecho eso también, ¿verdad?
You would have done the same, right?
Absolutamente. Absolutely. Todos nosotros hubiéramos hecho eso, gritar, pedir ayuda, tocar puertas.
We would have all done that. Scream, ask for help, knock on doors.
Oh, pero qué triste.
But how sad.
Qué vergonzoso.
How embarrassing.
Qué humillante.
How horrible.
Que nadie pudo dar un lugar a María.
That nobody could give a place for Mary.
¿No lo cree?
Don't you think so?
Claro.
Of course.
Humillante.
Embarrassing.
Oh, ¿que acaso nadie pudo ver a María con los dolores de parto?
That nobody could see Mary.
¿Que acaso nadie escuchó o miró al pobre José gritar en desesperación?
That nobody saw or heard Joseph screaming in desperation.
Pero nadie les quiso abrir la puerta.
But nobody opened the door for them.
¡Qué barbaridad!
How horrible.
¡Qué tristeza!
How sad.
¡Qué humillante!
How embarrassing.
Nadie tuvo compasión por María y José.
Nobody had compassion for Joseph and Mary.
Ah. ¿No lo cree usted?
Don't you think so?
Póngase en los zapatos de esa historia.
Place yourself in the shoes of that story.
Yo como hombre y María con los dolores de parto.
Me as a man and Mary with contractions.
Ah. Humillante, hermanos.
Embarrassing.
Que nadie pudo abrir puertas.
That nobody could open a door.
Y dice que llegaron a un lugar, no dice de dónde.
And it says that they got to a place. It doesn't say where.
Y alguien les dijo, bueno, aquí no hay lugar en la casa.
And somebody told them, well, there's no space for you here.
Pero allá hay un establo.
But there's a stable over there.
Un corral.
Like a farm.
Like a farm, a coop. Allá está, si quieres vaya.
You can go there.
Si quieres vaya, pero aquí no hay.
But there's no space here.
¡Qué asqueroso!
How disgusting.
Mire, hoy en día, hermanos, hemos confundido el significado de un pesebre.
Today, we have confused the meaning of a manger.
Mire, ahora ponemos lucitas, estrellitas.
Now we put lights and stars.
¡Ah, qué bonito! Decimos, ¡ah, qué bonito!
Oh, how beautiful, we say.
¡Ah, el pesebre, qué bonito, las luces!
The manger, how beautiful.
Pero un pesebre, ¿usted ha estado en un corral?
Have you ever been to a coop?
¿Usted ha ido a un chicken coop?
Have you ever gone to a chicken coop?
Amén. ¿Usted ha ido a una finca de animales?
Have you ever gone to a farm with animals?
Okay. ¿Cuáles son las características de un corral?
What are some of the characteristics of a farm?
Stings. What else?
A lot of
A lot of poop. Yeah, let's be honest. ¿Qué más?
What else?
¿Qué más? Smelly, poop everywhere. ¿Qué más? ¿Qué más? Animales.
Animals.
¿Qué más? Come on, George. ¿Qué más?
What else?
¿Qué más? Dirty. Sucio. Sucio. Dirty. ¡Eso da asco!
That is disgusting.
¿Qué más?
What else?
No es un lugar adecuado para el nacimiento de un bebé.
That is not a place for a baby.
¡Qué humillante!
How embarrassing.
¡Qué asqueroso!
How disgusting.
Un lugar oscuro, lleno de pupú.
Dark place filled with poop.
No, let's be honest. I'm serious, guys. Oh, cold.
Cold.
And humid.
And humid.
Ahora, un pesebre.
A manger.
Es donde uno echa el trigo para los animales.
Is where you put the food for the animals.
Ahora, algunos animales.
Some animals.
Cuando comen.
When they eat.
¿Qué más hacen?
What else do they do?
Despera, ¿qué más hacen?
What else do they do?
Right? Las gallinas hacen eso.
The chickens do that.
Los puercos hacen eso.
Pigs do that.
Las vacas hacen eso.
Cows do that.
Están comiendo por acá y por acá está saliendo.
They're eating from one side and every other.
Everything's
coming out on the other side.
¡Qué humillante!
How horrible.
¡Qué asqueroso!
How disgusting.
¡Qué hediondo! ¿Que acaso nadie tuvo compasión por José y María?
That nobody had compassion for Joseph and Mary.
A mí me rompe el corazón, hermanos.
It breaks my heart.
Independientemente que fuera Jesús, cualquier persona que esté a punto de dar a hijo, a luz, eso es humillante.
It didn't matter that it was Jesus, just any person that was about to have a child, it's embarrassing.
¿No lo cree usted?
Don't you think so?
Ahora, ay, bonito el pesebre, pero un pesebre es lo más humillante que puede haber.
Now we say, oh, the manger is so beautiful, but a manger is a pretty embarrassing place.
Oh, pero aún más humillante que eso.
But even more humiliating than
más
that.
Más asqueroso que eso.
More disgusting than that.
Más oscuro, hediondo que eso.
Darker than that.
¿Cómo es posible que el Dios Padre, creador de todo lo que existe, hubiera escogido un lugar oscuro, sucio, hediondo, para que su hijo naciera ahí?
How is it possible God the Father, the creator of everything that exists, chose a dark, dirty, smelly, stable manger for her son to be born? I can't understand that in my brain.
Que el Dios pudiera escoger un lugar así tan humillante para su hijo.
That God chose such an embarrassing place for his son.
Y la única respuesta que me viene en la cabeza.
And the only response that comes to brain.
Es que lo hizo por ti.
Is that he did it
y
for
lo
you.
Hizo por mí.
And for me.
Y lo hizo por ti.
And for you.
Y lo hizo por mí.
And for me.
Y lo hizo por nosotros.
And for all of us.
Esa es la única respuesta.
That's the only reason.
Lo hizo para demostrar que estaba dispuesto hasta lo imposible, lo más humillante por nosotros, hermanos.
It was to show that he would do anything, even the most humiliating thing for us.
Amén.
Amen.
Lo hizo por nosotros, hermano. Alguien diga amén a eso.
He did it for us.
Alguien diga amén a eso.
Say amen for that.
Anybody can say amen to that? Amen. Lo hizo por nosotros.
He did it for us.
Filipenses dice que él se libró de ser semejante a Dios y se humilló.
Philippians 2:6-8 says, Jesus did not consider equality with God to be something to be grasped, but emptied himself and took the form of a servant and was born in the likeness of man. And being in form as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
Se humilló, hermanos.
He embarrassed himself.
Hasta lo más profundo se humilló.
To the deepest embarrassment.
Se humilló hasta la muerte.
He embarrassed himself
porque
until death.
Porque me amaba a mí, Giovanni Matamoros.
Because he loved me.
Amó a Pastor Ken, amó a Carolina, amó a Mario, amó a Dina, a Enrico, a todos nosotros nos amó.
Because he loved all of us.
Amó a la Iglesia Bautista.
He loved the Baptist Church.
Nos amó, hermanos.
He loved us.
Por eso es que lo hizo.
That's why he did it.
Él perfectamente hubiera escogido una casa de $1,000,000.
He could have easily chosen a place where there was millions of dollars.
Un castillo de cristal.
A crystal castle.
Con servientes.
With servants.
Pero no, no, se humilló por nosotros.
But no, he embarrassed himself for us.
He humiliated himself. He humbled himself for us all. Romanos 8:32 dice que él no escatimó a su propio hijo, sino que lo entregó.
Romans 8:32 says, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him give us all things?
He gave him up for us all. ¿Sabe lo que significa que lo entregó?
Do you know what it means that he gave it to him?
Esto es entregar.
That's giving.
Lo entregó por nosotros.
He gave it for us.
De tal manera amó Dios al mundo que dio a su Hijo unigénito para que todo aquel que en él crea no se pierda, mas tenga vida eterna.
John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believed in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Amen.
Amen.
Alguien diga amén, hermanos. Lo entregó por ti y por mí.
He gave him from you
no
and for me.
El precio.
He didn't put a price.
No escatimó el lugar.
Not a place.
No escatimó lo sucio.
Not how dirty.
No escatimó lo oscuro.
Not how dark.
No escatimó los animales que estaban ahí.
Not the animals that were there.
Él demostró que nos amaba.
He showed us that he loved us.
Glory a Dios. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hermanos, gloria a Dios. Lo lindo de la Navidad.
The beautiful thing about Christmas.
Es que yo no alcancé a Dios.
Is that I didn't reach out to God.
Él me alcanzó a mí.
He reached for me.
Yo no tuve que caminar con mis rodillas hasta allá.
I didn't have to walk on my knees
yo
all
no,
the way.
Yo no tuve que alcanzar a Dios y complacerlo a Él.
I didn't have to reach for Him and
please Él
Him.
Me alcanzó a mí.
He reached
y a
me
ti,
and
hermanos.
You.
Eso es lo maravilloso de Navidad.
That's a beautiful thing about Christmas.
Lo maravilloso de la fe cristiana.
The beautiful thing about Christian faith.
Es que Dios nos alcanza a nosotros.
That God reaches out to
que
us.
Que Él se hizo hombre.
That He became a man.
Que Él se humilló.
That He humiliated
para
Himself.
Para rescatar a un pecador.
To save a sinner.
Oh, hermano, eso es lo maravilloso.
That's a beautiful thing.
Lindo.
That's the pretty thing.
Oh, hermanos, mire, si eso no nos llena de alegría,
if that doesn't fill us with joy,
yo no sé qué más.
Then I don't know what will.
Que Cristo Jesús se hizo hombre por nosotros.
That Jesus Christ became a man for us.
That He became flesh. Amén. Gloria a Dios.
Glory to God.
Gloria a Dios.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Remember, she's only 14, okay? Lo hizo por nosotros.
He did it for us.
Lo hizo por nosotros.
He did it for us.
Dese vuelta a la persona que está al lado de usted. Dígale, lo hizo por ti.
Turn yourself to the person that's beside you or behind you and say, he did it for you.
Vamos. Lo hizo por ti, hermanos. Lo hizo por ti. Lo hizo por mí.
He did it for you. He did it for me.
Oh, he did it for you and for me. He did it for us. El apóstol Pablo dice.
Pablo says.
The apostle Paul says. Que no es por obra.
That it's not by act.
It's not by works. Es por gracia.
It's for graciousness.
By grace. It's not by works, it's by grace that you and you and you are saved. Amen.
Amen.
Gloria a Dios. Eso me llena de pasión, hermanos.
That fills me with passion.
Eso me llena de ánimo.
That fills me with
happiness. Que no importando quién soy yo, Cristo Jesús me escogió a mí.
That it doesn't matter who I am, Jesus chose me.
Desde la eternidad, Él me escogió a mí.
From eternity, He chose
Desde
me.
Desde la eternidad, Él escogió a usted.
From eternity, He chose
Desde
you.
Desde la eternidad, Él escogió a la Iglesia Bautista.
From eternity, He chose the Baptist Church.
¿No lo cree?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. ¿Sabe? Lo maravilloso de la Navidad es que Dios todavía está buscando lugares. Dios todavía está tocando puertas, buscando lugares donde nacer.
The beautiful thing about Christmas is that God's still looking for places to be born. He still looks for the dark and smelly homes, hearts and lives where His light can shine through.
Lugares oscuros, corazones quebrantados. Personas con historias que contar.
Dark places, broken hearts, people with stories to tell.
Personas como ustedes.
People like you.
Como yo.
Like me.
Aquí todos tenemos cola.
We all have a tale.
We all have a story to tell. Una de las cosas que yo le digo a mis congregantes.
One of the things that I tell my people.
Que aquí, eso otra vez, una de las cosas que yo digo a las personas que llegan a la iglesia.
Some of the things that I tell the people who come to the church.
Es que todos tenemos una historia que contar.
That we all have a story to tell.
Todos. Hasta yo.
Even me.
Todos tenemos una historia que contar.
Everyone has a story
todos
to tell.
Todos tenemos un pasado.
We all have a past.
Todos tenemos algo que no queremos que nadie se dé cuenta.
We have something that we don't want people to realize.
Todos tenemos una debilidad.
We all have a weakness.
Todos tenemos algo que escondido.
We all have something hidden.
Lugares oscuros en nuestras vidas.
Dark places in our lives.
Todos tenemos un pasado.
We all have a past.
Pero es precisamente en esos corazones donde Dios quiere entrar.
But those are exactly the hearts that God wants to enter.
Those are precisely the places that God desires to enter. Hearts like yours, homes like yours and mine. Él no espera que todo esté lindo, que todo esté adornado, que todo esté bonito. No! Él desea entrar a tu corazón así como estás.
He does not wait for us to have everything figured out and organized. But he, despite your condition, God desires to enter your heart.
Así como entró el nacimiento de María y José con el niño.
Same way that he entered the birth of Jesus.
Un lugar
Jesus.
Oscuro, un lugar hediondo, un lugar lleno de animales.
A dark place, smelly, filled with animals.
Él no esperó, él no buscó un lugar perfecto.
He didn't look for a perfect place.
No, no, no. Así hoy también Dios no espera que lo tengamos todo listo y bonito.
That same way, Jesus does not expect for us to have everything organized and beautiful.
Oh, hermano, usted puede decir, pastor, pero si usted supiera mi historia.
You can say, oh, but if you knew my story.
Oh, pastor, si tú supieras lo que yo hice.
If you knew what I had done.
Si usted supiera las batallas que tengo.
If you knew the battles I fight.
Si usted supiera, si usted supiera, si usted supiera.
If you knew, if you knew, if you knew.
No, así como eres.
Exactly how you are.
In spite of who you are, God desires to enter into your heart. Así como eres.
Same way you are.
In spite of who you are. Amen. ¿Sabe la verdadera llegada de Cristo Jesús?
Do you know the true coming of Christ?
La verdadera llegada de Cristo Jesús.
True coming of Christ.
El verdadero nacimiento de Cristo Jesús. ¿Sabe cuál es?
The real birth of Jesus Christ. Do you know what it is?
Es cuando Él nace en tu corazón.
It's when he's born in your heart.
Ahí está, hermanos.
That's where it is.
El verdadero nacimiento de Cristo Jesús es cuando Él entra a tu corazón.
The true birth of Jesus Christ and when He enters your heart.
Amén. Y tú permites que su luz ilumine a través de ti.
And you allow His light to shine through you.
You let His light shine in the darkness that's inside there. Esa es la Navidad.
That's Christmas.
Ese es el verdadero nacimiento de Dios,
That's
de Jesús.
The true birth of Jesus.
Ese es el verdadero llegada de Cristo Jesús.
That's the true coming of Jesus
cuando
Christ.
Cuando Él entra a tu corazón y tú permites, Señor, entra a mi corazón.
When He enters your heart and you allow Him to.
Señor, tú conoces mi pasado.
You know my past.
Tú conoces las cosas que hice.
You know what I have done.
Tú conoces lo oscuro de mi familia.
You know the darkness of my
Pero
family.
Pero aquí estoy, entra mi corazón, Señor Jesús, y cámbiame.
But here I am, enter my heart and change me.
Change me, Lord. Entra mi corazón.
Enter my heart.
¿Sabe la mejor decisión que usted puede tomar en esta Navidad?
The best decision you can make this Christmas.
Es permitir que Cristo entre a tu corazón y te cambie tu mente, te cambie tu corazón.
Is allow God to enter your heart.
¿Habrá alguien en esta mañana?
Is there anybody this morning?
¿Habrá alguien que dice, pastor, yo no entiendo todo lo del cristianismo, pero yo sé que necesito de Cristo en mi corazón?
Someone that says, I don't understand everything, but I need Christ in my heart.
¿Habrá alguien en esta mañana?
Is there anybody this morning?
Así como estás.
Even how you are.
Just in spite of who you are right now, God desires to enter. Ese es el verdadero nacimiento de Cristo Jesús, hermano.
That's the true birth of Jesus Christ.
Y sabe, ese nacimiento es diario.
That birth is every day.
Every day you allow, you let Him to come into your life. Diario.
Every day.
Yo diario permito que Jesús entre en mi corazón y me cambie.
I let Christ enter my heart every day to change me.
Es diario.
It's every day.
Usted puede decir, oh, pero pastor, yo no sé si es posible.
You can say, oh, but I don't think it's possible.
Yo no sé si usted supiera.
If you knew.
Cuando tú no sabes cómo que va a pasar.
When you don't know what's going to happen.
Cuando tú no tienes los recursos.
When you don't have what you need.
Cuando usted tiene una historia que contar.
When you have a story to tell.
Podemos simplemente decir como María dijo, aquí estoy. Aquí estoy.
Just simply say, like Mary said, here Señor, I am.
Señor Jesús, yo no sé cómo lo vas a hacer.
God, I don't know how you're going to do it.
Soy un cuarto oscuro, hediondo.
I'm a dark room.
Soy una persona con una gran historia.
I'm a person with a long story.
Pero aquí estoy. Entra a mi corazón.
But here I am. Enter
Entra
my
mi
heart.
Corazón. Cámbiame.
Change me.
Ilumíname.
Enlighten me.
Dame una nueva esperanza.
Give me a new hope.
Cambia mis pensamientos.
Change my mind.
Simple y sencillamente, aquí estoy.
Here I am.
No tiene que tener una corona en la cabeza ni alas en las espaldas.
You don't have to have a crown on your head or wings on your back.
Así. Just as you are. Así.
That way.
Póngase de pies, por favor.
Raise, please.
If you are able, I'll ask you to stand on your feet. Vamos a cantar esta canción, este himno. Vamos a cantar esta canción.
We're going to sing the song.
Es un himno muy, muy viejo.
It's a hymn very old.
Pero explica lo que acabamos de decir.
But it shows what we just said.
Thank you. this way when the angels sing, proclaim.